Hola, muy buenos días.
Good morning. My name is Lourdes Montes. I am a member of the LaRouche Youth Movement as well. I'd like to welcome you to this conference, Nahuapa Plino, a new concept of infrastructure. We've had a lot of intense organizing work to build for this event at universities. As you can see, there are a lot of youth here. We're very happy that that's the case. And I want to note, first of all, that this is not merely just another event in the political agenda or in terms of existing political parties. All of this, what's going on, is the effect of a process of mobilization, which we've had for many years, and it's also part of a mobilization which we're carrying out internationally. And the leader of this fight is a physical economist from the United States whose name is Lyndon LaRouche. Over the course of today's events, you'll see the importance and magnitude of these great projects to address the critical situation we're facing today. So now what I would like to do is just address the youth and urge you to join this fight. I know there's a lot of indifference among the youth, a lot of apathy with regard to the future which we have before us, but we have to do something to change the situation. You can see this in, if you've heard, the ni-ni generation. They're called that because they don't study and they don't work. And this is just an effect of the pessimism in the culture where there is no passion for life in point of fact. So there are statistics today that there's now 7 million Mexicans who are part of this phenomenon, this social stratum of the ni-ni generation. And this is a growing stratum. This is 25% of the youth generation. That's not something which is only affecting Mexico. This is also affecting youth in other countries as well who are becoming part of this social stratum. We will be talking some about why this is happening. In fact, in Spain, there are 600,000 youth, and this is growing rapidly. And it's a reflection of the pessimism which exists among youth. I want to cite Dr. De Jesus, who's a specialist in this area, who's done a serious study about what's going on with youth, why we're facing this problem, and what he says is that the main cause of this is the depression which faces people who are in a psychologically vulnerable state of mind. So there's a lowering of self-esteem and the failure of rationality. So youth develop a personality which shows great indifference to external factors. And since they're involved in this group of emotions, they are incapable of making decisions and to face reality. So it's really a serious study that's been done by psychiatrists, psychologists, political scientists, and others who are specialists in this area. There are some who say that organized crime is a viable solution for them because people do say, well, why should I work? Because I get everything from the drug trade. So in the face of this kind of disastrous panorama we're facing, what we have to ask ourselves is what's happening? What's causing this situation that youth lose an interest in their own future, their own value as human beings, and they become submerged in a total fantasy world, as we see with Facebook, Twitter, and other things, social networking, which are anything but actual social networks. And this is one of the things that has happened with youth. So what happens then is that people join the drug trade because people are presented with this as the only available option. So in light of all of this, we have to understand what the root causes of this problem. The world financial crisis, we have to be clear, this is not merely a money crisis or unemployment or lack of infrastructure. This is only part of the problem, and we are going to be dealing with this in depth in this today's forum. The most dangerous part of this crisis is that society is sinking further and further into a dark age. where the people think that man is nothing but a beast, and the only thing that he has access to is to have to seek pleasure and avoid pain. So this whole philosophy, which is called hedonism, is the base of what the free trade, free market economics is. They took up this philosophy, and the same hedonist philosophy, don't think it's something new, it's been around for many centuries, and this is what has taken the world to a situation of self-destruction, to catastrophe. So I do want to underscore this call to youth not to join a particular group of friends or social group or something, but that they rather take up their responsibility as patriots to transform not only this great republic, which is Mexico, but also to become what are known as citizens of the world, because this very critical situation demands more of us as human beings. If we want to solve this crisis, we have to return or look to what is happening in other countries and to understand that this is the moment to stop thinking small and to just look out for yourself or look for my community, and that's already a broad view, but rather instead to have a universal view of what humanity represents and the fight which we have to wage at this level. So we, as a youth movement, are proposing is to create a renaissance in science and in art to be able to generate a new policy structure worldwide, a policy based on principles, not just on parties, but rather on principles, universal principles. It's very clear that the only way to create a true revolution is not with weapons or something like that, but rather the only way to really have a revolution is by building on those principles thanks to which humanity has been able to develop that capacity which we have of understanding the universe for the good of society, and therefore we can transform it. Transform that entire universe for the good of the population and for the good of the universe as well. These projects, such as the North American Water and Power Alliance, which is NAWAPA, and the Northwest Hydraulic Plan, which is the Pleno, represent exactly that, how we are going to face this challenge of transforming the biosphere as a whole on the planet and have the ability to improve it for the good of man, but also for the good of the biosphere itself. This is something that is totally possible, contrary to what is often said in the environmentalist networks, which actually propose policies of genocide towards the population. So with this scientific challenge of how we're going to transform the biosphere for our good and for the good of the biosphere as well, we have to also have another challenge, and that is how we're going to create a new economic system to make all of this possible, so that not only will people have access to this kind of knowledge and have these kinds of scientific challenges, but also that it will encourage these kinds of developments and transform them into a reality. So for that, we have to have a new concept of what economic science actually is. This is the time to understand the idea that the economy is money or monetarism. This comes from liberalism, and this is not a science. To understand that science is for the benefit of man and it should not revolve around money. So that concept of the economy is key, and therefore I want to invite you to understand the concepts we'll be presenting here today, which is basically the idea of physical economy of Lyndon LaRoche, and we will be developing over the course of this conference, either explicitly or implicitly. So consider this an invitation, a challenge to understand what physical economy actually is. In fact, the only way to understand these projects, NAWAPA and Pleno, is from this standpoint of the economy. Otherwise, we reach the absurd situation. There are only two options. One is to back the multi-trillion dollar bailouts of the financial institutions, which require, in order to exist, fascist austerity policies with the idea of balancing the budget, which you've probably heard about. This is a very popular idea these days in this country and in all the countries of the world. And in fact, this is what is sinking us into a hyperinflationary dynamic. That's one option with liberalism. The other option is to fall into chaos and Jacobinism because there's no resources for people. So in conclusion, I want to mention briefly what our international plan internationally. Number one, get Obama out of the White House. He's a very dangerous president. He suffers from a narcissist syndrome. We'll see that more in more detail later. The second step that's necessary is to implement a law, which is known as the Glass-Steagall Law, to implement it internationally, and that would establish a fixed exchange rate system. And the third policy point is to launch a true economic recovery with projects such as NAWAPA and Plino, which can be financed through national banking systems and with cooperation among sovereign nation states. So without further ado, I want to declare this conference open, inaugurated. A final message to quote the great poet and historian, the German Friedrich Schiller, and I wanted to say that we need patriots coming out of the universities. This is a great moment for history. We should not find a small people before that historical moment. So before beginning with the international economic presentation, which will be made by Helga Zeplarush, who is the founding president of the Buzo Party, I would like to recognize first a couple of institutions that are here, students from the UNAM in Mexico, also youth students from the Polytechnic Institute, also from the Archdiocese, from the Justice and Peace Division, and also people have come from various academics, from the Superior Economics School, Engineer Manuel Frias, who will speak to us shortly. And I want to ask you all for a round of applause. And so I would like now to present the next speaker, Mrs. Helga Zeplarush. She is the founding president of the Buso Party in Germany. She has also been a candidate for Chancellor of Germany. She is the founder of the Schiller Institute, whose program around the world has been the defense of the rights of man to moral progress, material progress, intellectual progress, a mission which she has undertaken with the objective of reestablishing the classical tradition in science and in art for all of humanity, and to generate this as something which is live, not only for the members of the Schiller Institute, but also for the population at large, to have the tools, the moral tools, and the educational tools which the population needs to overcome this cultural tragedy we are facing. So without further words of introduction, I would like to welcome Helga Zeplarush, and she will speak to us from Germany. Mm-hmm.